This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
You know what that music means. It's time for Beat the Limo Guy, Justin from Black Horse Limousine. That's his, oh my God, that's Justin's entrance music. What does he say?
The theme music.
That's his theme?
Yeah.
It's Justin's theme music. And here comes Justin from Black Horse Limo here on ESPN 97.5. What's up?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man. Limo Guy won last week. How'd you do it?
Dell got the walkout music right last week.
Well,
I got the walkout music quite a bit last year, and it didn't help you very much.
So, what did Limo Guy finish last week?
Not great, John.
I think we just went through 3-2, I think, but I'll take it every week and take my chances with it.
See, I thought it was 2-3. I got to look again. I thought the numbers were 2-3. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe finish above 500. We'll see. But it didn't matter because his opponent finished 1-4.
Yeah, that was basically you won because you played the Jets. Anthony is a disappointment to his wife and his whole family. So hopefully Ryan will give a better showing. We'll have some kind of shootout this week. Ryan is joining us here. He won the opportunity. If you're listening at 8:30, you get an opportunity to play Justin and Beat the Limo Guy at 10 o'clock on Fridays. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So congratulations, and you're going to play Beat the Limo Guy, and we'll see if you can't get a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's. Justin's not very hard to beat, but you got to be better than 1-4. That's what Anthony was last week. Have you been studying now, Ryan?
Studied up. Ready for it.
You're ready for it. And let me ask you what you do for a living there, Ryan.
Chemical plant.
You work at a chemical plant. Wow, that's dangerous. That is awfully dangerous. So, listen, we want them to be relaxed. Listen, don't go to Del Frisco's and drink the day before you go to the chemical plant the next day because you'll be hungover and possibly create some kind of explosion. So we're going to try to – we don't want that to happen, Ryan, all right? So do it on a weekend when you're not going to be working the next day. Justin will pick you up in the limo, Black Horse limo. Anything going on this week, Justin?
Things are slowly picking up. I actually just found out, I guess, the Renaissance Festival is going on. I saw we had a couple of trips out there this weekend. So if you're into that kind of thing, we'd be happy to take you out there. Airports are picking up a little bit. And mostly just people going out for nights on the town, tired of being at home.
That's it. So blackhorselimo.com, blackhorselimo.com. And Warehouse Live is open now, huh?
Yeah, we're doing shows on the weekends, mostly just local stuff and tributes. Tonight we have a tribute right up your alley to Marilyn Manson and the Cult and Rage Against the Machine. So I expect you there when doors open.
Oh, my God, I'll be there probably an hour before, waiting outside, because that, to me, it doesn't get any better than that. Tribute to Marilyn Manson and all the other stuff that you said. So we're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. It's for the limo ride there and back and a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse in the Galleria. Are you ready to play, Ryan?
I'm ready.
All right, Justin, as always, you go first. Who you got?
Let's start off with the Seahawks.
You're going to go with the Seattle Football Seahawks -4.5 against the Dallas Football Cowboys. All right. Ryan?
I'll take the Steelers.
The Steelers, at this point in our lives, are -4 against the Houston Texans. -4. Justin?
What do you have for the Vikings line right now?
The Vikings are +3 at home to the Titans.
Let's try them.
All right. The Vikings +3 on their home field in Minnesota against the Tennessee Titans. Ryan?
I'll take the under in the Steelers and Texans.
This under in the Steelers is under 45. Under 45 points right there. All right. Justin?
Didn't Lance just give out those two picks?
He did. He gave both of those up.
Wow.
Ryan's been studying up, listening to Lance.
Yeah, that's his big cram session, huh? 5 minutes, listen to Lance before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Carolina.
The Carolina football Panthers are plus 6.5 at the L.A. Chargers. Ryan?
Let me get the Packers.
The Green Bay Packers are plus 3 at the New Orleans Saints. Packers plus 3. Justin?
Let's go with Kansas City, Baltimore over.
The Kansas City, Baltimore game is over 55. Over 55. Ryan?
The under in the Vikings and Titans.
The Vikings and Titans, that football game, under 49.5. Under 49.5. Justin, your last pick.
All right, let's try another under with the Patriots.
The New England football Patriots are under 47. Under 47 against the Raiders. Okay, and the final pick, Ryan.
Let me get the Falcons.
The Falcons are against the Chicago Bears, -3.5. -3.5. Dell?
All right, for Justin, we have Seattle -4.5. We have the Vikings +3, Carolina +6.5, Kansas City, Baltimore over 55, Patriots, Raiders under 47. For Ryan, we have the Steelers -4. We have the under Steelers Texans at 45, Packers +3, under with the Titans and Vikings at 49.5, and he's got the Falcons. Are the Falcons a favorite? If they're the favorites or the underdog, John. Falcons, are they the favorites?
Falcons are the favorites. -3.5.
Falcons -3.5 for Ryan. Yep. Those are his picks.
Yep. So there you have it. Ryan, best of luck. And love to see you beat Justin. That's what we like to see here. Justin suffering on the show every week.
Now, my favorite part of this is when Justin finds out where these people live. So, Ryan, what part of the area do you live in?
I live in Humble.
Humble, that's not bad.
That's not bad for Justin.
That's not,
okay.
Bad.
Not bad at all.
I was hoping for Baytown or something.
No. Yo, I like when they're Dickinson or Galveston.
Or here.
Yeah.
All right. I already got Jackie and Seabrook I got to take care of. I got to send that guy out the night before.
Jackie, you jerk. Move up to the city, jerk. All right, Ryan, we appreciate it as always. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And Justin, once again, blackhorselimo.com. You want to go out on the town or you want to go to a game, you want to go to the airport to ride there and back, whatever it is that you want to do. Justin, he's also got the party bus for if you got a birthday party and you don't want to be going out, you want people to just be in the party bus, drive around, that's fine too. You got that. And, of course, warehouselive.com to see all the shows on the weekends over there. Man, we appreciate it as always, Justin, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
There's Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Justin from Black Horse Limited.
I can't wait as we get deeper into – we get out of fall into winter – where we hear about Justin taking people around to look at Christmas lights.
I know, isn't it?
It's
such a white thing to do.
Oh, it's
and
yes.
Get wasted, yes, while you're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you drinking, Justin will drive you around, get to watch the pretty lights.
Well, you go to River Oaks.
Oh, I know where they go. And they let people drive around there?
Well, they do because they're in a limo.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now if you're just driving around.
My car's not too bad. I mean, it's the dark. They can't see me, so I should be okay. Right?
I wouldn't try it if I were you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm not driving around River Oaks at night. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't try that if I were you.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even do that. But
well, you've accused the police of profiling you at times.
They profiled me, okay?
Because you were in an Escalade with tinted windows?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Profiling.
And your lawyer told you to shut up.
He told me shut up.
Yes.
Shut up, idiot. But I got out of it, didn't I?
Because you yelled at the officer. You know what I'm not going to do? Yell at an officer.
Yeah. Well, he knew me, so that was.
Oh, that's
that
the yell. Shut up, John. I listen to you every day.
John, you're an idiot. Let's talk about, you know what? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. I'm not an idiot for that. Me, as a matter of fact, Justin and I, we'll throw down a bunch of those, actually, if you want to know the truth. Justin's a big enthusiast, too. If it's the official beer of us playing golf. That's right. It's the official beer of us playing poker. It's the official beer of us watching games. It's the official beer of us just being. It's our official beer of our being because it's chill, baby. You can tell it's chill because of the Blue Mountains. It's Texas chill. It's Texas chill when you're barbecuing. It's Texas chill when you got your feet propped up watching a game. That's what it is. It's chill. When your wife's yelling at you, you're like, I got a Coors Light. I'm good. I'm chill. So if you want to be chill, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Pick up 12 ounces, 16 ounces, 144 ounces of Texas chill Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Did you notice the difference, John? Oh, the rejoin? Did you just hear the rejoin and notice
the
difference?
Yeah, it sounds like something Art would love.
No, not the music.
What?
The actual rejoin. You didn't hear what the voice guy said?
No, what did he say?
A new name is mentioned.
Who is the new name?
Me.
Oh, Michael finally did it.
I think
he
it was
hates.
Tyler.
He doesn't. Apparently, he doesn't hate you as much.
I don't think Michael's in. I think it was a Tyler joint. Michael might be on vacation. I'm not sure.
But Michael ordered it.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Oh, he switched it up.
Oh,
no wonder Art hates you, Nick.
That's supposed to be Del Olale.
The first time it was, and then he switched it for whatever reason.
Man.
That's why Art hates you, Nick.
Nick, you are mentioned all the time.
That's true on
the press box, okay?
Every mention.
Give Del some love.
You ain't got to – look, you played the right one the first time. You ain't got to correct things. I see you. I see who you are and how you
How do you know I wasn't lobbying to put your name in that rejoin? How do you know I wasn't fighting?
I was the only one that did that.
Well, your actions say, hey – Dell acknowledged that his name is now in the rejoin. Then you played the Lance one. So I'm going to assume you weren't lobbying.
I got that job done.
And Del Olale.
There it is.
And Del Olale. Yep, I did. Ask Michael. Michael said, no, I don't want him on there. And I said, do it, Michael.
I don't think Michael cares
one way or the other. I think Michael hates you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, why should he be any different than most people?
No, right. Everybody hates you. Did you see this married Argentinian lawmaker? Now, see... Can you be – I don't think it's – you're possibly dumber. They're on a virtual congressional call where they're a giant screen in Parliament. He's got his side piece on this virtual congressional meeting. He's got his side piece on his lap. She's got a tank top on. He pulls down her top and kisses her breast. In with the camera on.
It's not a bright thing to do.
No. And all of a sudden, the House President, Sergio Massa, interrupted the session to report a serious offense, and the disgraced lawmaker from the northeastern province of Salta was immediately suspended for 180 days. He has since, I guess, resigned.
Did he think he wasn't providing a video to them, that he was just in the meeting but not – had his camera on? Is that what it – I can't explain it in any other way because, I mean, we had a Zoom meeting a couple weeks ago about some announcement. It was actually about the – was it the announcement of the 925 signal? I think it was. And I was there, but I didn't have my camera on because I was watching TV. So I didn't want my camera on while I was in that –
yes.
In my bed watching television.
Right.
But so is that what he was thinking, that no one could see him?
I don't know what the – when you're in a virtual meeting and the camera is on you, you can't be dumber. So he's estranged from his wife, but he's still married. And he said, I want to apologize to the citizens, to my family, to my partner for all this situation. I want to apologize to my mother, my sisters, my daughters, with whom I have not yet spoken. But he's out. Beat it. Celeste Burgos, who – appears to be blondish.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's really blonde, but
it might not be real because there's a picture of her with, you know, in her actual clothes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's real. Yeah, attractive woman.
She's
got a giant tattoo in her leg. Not that that means anything one way or the other.
Giant stuff.
She is. Yes, John, she has stuff. And she's in a room. See, the room itself, I don't know. I don't want to besmirch her character, but the room itself seems like maybe she would get paid to do stuff in a room.
Well, wait a minute. Just because you have pink and red.
That room feels like a room where.
It does look like a room.
Yeah. At least she's a cam girl. That's what it feels like, at least, at a minimum. And it actually feels like this is the room she brings guys back to do stuff with.
He's enjoying her fruits, the fruits of her labor. And unfortunately, he had to resign. I feel bad for him.
I don't. I mean, I don't really take much issue with the action he took. Because if he's estranged from his wife and that's a relationship that's done, so the morality thing isn't a big deal. In that case, I feel bad how dumb he is. That's what I – no, I don't feel bad about that. If you're dumb, you're dumb. I just think turn your damn camera off. Turn it off.
That's where the dumb comes in.
I wasn't doing something as salacious, but could you imagine of in that Zoom meeting, everyone could see me, fist on chin, propped up watching the boys while we're hearing this conversation, while there's a meeting going on and I'm supposed to be involved in.
Maybe he thought the camera was off.
That is the only explanation way. For what. But
because he's got the girl on his lap.
And he pulled her top down.
Yeah.
Get in where you can, but now you lost your job.
Why didn't y'all ask Del what he likes from Del Frisco's? Racist? No, that's not it, Art. Del doesn't go to Del Frisco's.
I don't, Art.
He doesn't go to Del. We know that.
Yeah.
Del's not a Del Frisco's kind of guy.
What does that mean, John?
You don't like Del Frisco's. I mean, you don't.
What?
Well, okay.
Wasn't Del Frisco's a place you take a special someone?
Yeah, you don't have a special someone.
And I'm going to keep it.
Are you paying for that? Listen, steaks are upwards of $45, $55, $65 a steak.
Uh-huh.
Are you buying that for some girl?
Not anyone.
I want to know.
Not anyone currently.
Granny? Are you taking Granny?
Nah, she can barely chew. They ain't got no teeth. which is actually a benefit in some cases. No, I'm not taking. Whoa. No, there's no one. There's no one that I deem.
No, that you
I'm not going to say I'm deemed worthy because that's the wrong thing to say. There's no one I know or talking to where I'm going to Del Frisco's with. I mean, what's Olive Garden looking like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't. Not against you, because there are plenty of African Americans that go there. But I know you. You ain't going to Del Frisco's to spend $60 on a steak.
First of all, I'm not even a big steak person, so that's one thing. So I don't value steak like others. And then you're adding $120 for two steaks. Nah. I'm not doing it. And they also, as much as
they're not all $60,
okay,
but yeah,
the best. Right. John and Lance
up to 60.
In different tax bracket. That's all. That too. That's a thing too. I mean, I know John said yesterday that Aaron's making a lot of money being a producer, but that's just Aaron. The rest of us,
right?
Nick would know. We're different things going on.
I definitely know.
Yeah, so.
Adele likes to go to these bougie pizza spots in Lake City. He tells me about it all the time.
It's not bougie if it's a Double Days.
Well, I'm going to talk to Arthur.
Double Days is not bougie.
I'm going to talk to Arthur about getting you guys a meal over at Del Frisco's, all right?
Me and Nick can go eat together?
You and Nick. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Bingo.
How's that, Nick?
Done.
All right.
Nick can bring
got
one
a
of
date.
Girls.
I'm going to talk to Arthur about that.
Nick can bring one of those girls he plays Georgia-Florida line for, or Florida-Georgia line, whatever the name of that band is, the ones he – when he could Florida, actually go out to places.
Georgia-Florida.
Is it Florida-Georgia line?
I think it's Florida-Georgia. now I don't know. I'm confused.
It's Georgia-Florida line,
yeah,
right?
I think Nick, when he used
Florida-Georgia line?
Florida-Georgia line. When he used
is
to
that
go,
it? Really?
I think so. Florida-Georgia line. When he used to go out to – when you could actually go to places, Nick would go to a country club, and he knows the girls there. They like Florida-Georgia line. So that's always on the aux cord in his car.
That's the kind of girl you're after, Nick?
No, I mean, there was a time where I was going to the two-stepping bars, but it was like a year-long phase, basically.
And let me put it delicately. How much success did you have?
Some, not a lot. I mean, some success, not a lot.
Yeah. Well,
But they, well, they're officially closed now, Wild West.
You probably looked a lot different. I would think you'd stand out there.
Actually, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. It's a lot more diverse than you would think.
Really?
It really is.
Man, you're right. It would be a lot more diverse than I would think. All right. I don't know if you've checked them out yet, Nick. What's your best bet this week in college football, though?
College football. I was hoping to go to the NFL because I like the over in the Dallas-Seattle game. But
you like the over in the Dallas-Seattle?
I think it's 56.5. I like the over.
You like a lot of points.
Like a lot of points in that one.
Well, Seattle is giving up points.
Yeah, and Dallas can possess the ball
and
score.
They give up a lot of points too.
Yeah, so I kind of like that one. But college football wise, I mean, the games that are prominent that we've at least discussed.
Aren't you thrilled that the SEC's back?
That's actually where I'm going as far as my pick, but no, I'm not as thrilled as everyone, all those other people talking about, oh, no, real football's back. Shut up, SEC. I don't buy Florida putting it on Ole Miss.
You don't? Neither did Phil Steele yesterday.
No, I don't buy it. Florida's the Notre Dame of the SEC.
Well, he's not a big Kyle Trask guy.
Neither am I. He's Ian Book. He's Florida's Ian Book. Florida's roster is solid. But they don't have elite skill guys. Not that would particularly matter against Ole Miss because they're better than Ole Miss. But
does home field matter nearly as much now?
No, I just don't think Florida's explosive. I'm not going to take them at 13.5 over Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has some skill guys, and despite only winning 4 games last year, it was a defensive thing, which may lead to Florida scoring a lot of points. But I do like some of Ole Miss's skill guys. When Elijah Moore is not, you know, pretending to be a dog and peeing in an end zone in a rivalry game, he's a pretty good player. If you missed that last year, Ole Miss was playing Mississippi State. Elijah Moore caught what was potentially a game-tying touchdown with the extra point. Instead, after scoring, he crawled over and peed, like, because Mississippi State are the Bulldogs, but he's an Ole Miss Rebel. He peed, got a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. They pushed the ball back for an extra point. They missed it. Ole Miss loses the game. He's a really good player. Matt Corral is a better thrower than runner. John Rhys Plumlee would be the running quarterback, so he might get some packages. I do think Ole Miss can score some points, and I think Lane Kiffin in the first game wants to make a bit of a statement. So that's mine. I think it's, 13.5?
14.
14. Yeah. I like Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss in that one.
Yeah. You and Phil Steele both. That is interesting. Anything else stand out? I'll be interested to see if Spencer Sanders plays.
Yeah, we haven't really had word.
We haven't
right?
heard word about him.
Oklahoma State hasn't come out and said it's so serious that he wouldn't play, but I haven't seen anything that says he will, which would mean if he doesn't, we're going to see the arm sleeve true freshman play who saved them against Tulsa. Yeah, all I'm saying is West Virginia prepares to play as if Spencer Sanders will be out there, at least. So Mike Gundy gave an injury report on Spencer Sanders about 4 days ago. But because of COVID, they don't really have to announce anything about injuries. So it's going to be it'll be a game time thing when we find out if he's able to play.
Neil Brown says we're preparing for Spencer Sanders.
Yeah, that's the West Virginia head coach.
Yeah. Listen, the way that kid played now, you got a week of film on him. And he is a freshman, but man, he walked in there with limited reps because he wasn't even in the second string with limited reps. And he looked really good.
Yeah. I mean, as you might imagine, they simplified some stuff for him. They said, hey, where's Tylan Wallace?
Throw it to him.
And that worked out quite a bit. Oklahoma State, their big issue more than anything else is they got to find a way to run the football. That offensive line was disappointing. Tulsa manhandled them. Chuba Hubbard did absolutely nothing. Their backup was actually better. So not a great start to both of Oklahoma State's stars' season, Chuba or Spencer Sanders. So if you're Oklahoma State's offensive line, you got to take it personally that Tulsa beat you up. A Tulsa team that no one really expected much from, and they dominated you guys for most of that game on the front.
No, but their quarterback actually played.
He made a couple throws.
Yeah,
that were the best throws of the game until Tylan Wallace made a couple plays.
Until Ellsworth came in too.
Yeah. So I would say the biggest thing I would take from at least going forward, Oklahoma State, as far as your pick for maybe winning the Big 12, that offensive line has to play much better. They were awful.
And I tell you who looked impressive was L.D. Brown, the backup running back.
Yeah.
He actually ran the ball really well. Yes. 9 for 63, 7-yard average. He actually gave him a spark. So I like Oklahoma State minus the 6.5. If it's Illingworth or if it's Sanders.
I will. I'm interested to see how much of that offense he has down, because it was pretty simple: throw the fade, throw the deep ball to Tylan Wallace, or throw some hitches or some wide receiver screens. So if he can add more stuff now that we're assuming, we don't know what they're doing because practices are closed. We're assuming he got more reps than he would have fall camp. I want to see if that offense becomes a little bit more diverse, particularly if they don't run the ball early. Can they ask him to drop back and do more than one thing?
Well, I got burned last week giving 23.5, so I'm going to get burned again giving 6.5.
The text exchange showed you weren't thrilled.
I was not thrilled, but you can't two passes in, you can't expect their quarterback to be down. So,
no.
But the backups suck. Good Lord. But Illingworth came in and did a nice job. Time to talk right now about Texas Star Grill Shop. That's our guy Rick and Michelle over at Texas Star Grill Shop. It's right there at Shepherd and 59. He's got one in Spring. He's got one in Katy as well. And he's opening up a new location that you'll find out about next month. But it's just grill after grill after grill that is just spectacular. It's the fall grill sale going on right now at Texas Star Grill Shop. And I'm telling you, what Rick is doing is amazing. And free assembly and delivery, and that's a key, because you'll buy a grill. Well, you buy a grill at a box store, and you got to put. They go, okay, here's your grill. Now you take it home, and well, I don't know how to hook it up to gas grill and all of this stuff and whatever. Or I don't know how to install it. All of that is done for you, and it's free at Texas Star Grill Shop. You've got the best names in grills, the Pits and Spits, the Traeger Grill, the Kamado Joe. You got pizza ovens, you got entire kitchens, and you got everything that you could possibly want. All of the accessories and the rubs and everything that you could possibly need to grill. So if you're looking for that grill right now, the fall grill sale is going on, and there's not a better time to buy. Texas Star Grill Shop, located in Houston, Katy, and Spring, TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 10:33, ESPN 97.5. Man, watching video of... a guy who escaped a courtroom, a drug dealer, and he runs away and out the courtroom, and he's running down the stairs, and a cop dives over the railing to catch him and misses, falls on his back, and goes and bounces all the way down the stairs. Man, that cop looks like he's hurt.
That looked like something you'd see in a movie where and the cop gets hurt, but he gets up because it's a movie. He's not recovering from that. As you mentioned, he dove over the railing as a last-ditch attempt to get this guy, and then bounced. And this was at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
So he kept rolling down. Bouncing down. And by the way, this happened in Ohio, which just leads to more credence to my claim that if this had happened in Florida, you'd blame Florida people. But that guy would have moved to Florida, and you guys would have put it all on Florida people. This is Highland County, Ohio. Told you the Midwest is full of people like this.
What are you talking about?
The guy
about?
Escaping court. He's a Midwesterner. And if he would have moved to Florida, you guys would have blamed Florida,
we
man.
We know that Midwestern people do bad things, too. But Florida man is a real thing.
I'm telling you.
Florida man is Florida man.
The migration.
And cannot be compared
the migration of
to Midwestern
if
man.
If you saw that guy's face, you what would you have said about him before you saw the
he's
story?
He's a rather handsome man.
And you would have said, no, that's a Florida guy. He moved.
No.
The migration of Midwesterners to Florida is the problem.
I think there's crime in the Midwest, too, yeah.
But crazy stuff. That's a crazy – by the way, shout out to this guy for eyeing up the people, the cops in court. Go, I can make it.
I can outrun you, too.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, did.
Yeah. To be honest with you, if I was living the life he was living where I'm a drug dealer, I guess I'm about to be sentenced. I might take that chance.
Why
if
not?
I'm already a drug dealer, I already got a rap sheet.
By the way, what are you going to do? Put me in jail?
Oh, no.
That's right.
I'll eye up the bailiffs and the guys in court and say, could these guys take me? I don't think so. I'll make a run for it.
So now I got some more days. I can go find my honey and do stuff before I got to go to prison, you catch me.
Or never catch me. I don't know how great of a criminal he is. He's already a mastermind of that courtroom. He eluded all those guys.
Don't you just leave Kentucky, go down to Florida?
Well, he's in Ohio, right? Highland County, Ohio.
Don't you just leave there?
Yeah,
and go?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Most of Florida man is criminals from the Midwest who've migrated.
Where can I get a fake driver's license? That's what I want to know. That's what
I'm sure.
Need.
I'm sure he has a guy.
That's what I'm gonna.
They
need.
All have a guy.
I'm gonna need that. So I'm out. Yeah. No. Sorry about that, copper. See. Yeah, see?
I hope the police
officer... Can't catch me, flatfoot.
I don't know if he's a sheriff or a police officer, what his official rank is, but I hope he's okay, because that looked bad.
That didn't look, yeah.
Yeah.
No. That guy's got back problems for the rest of... Yeah. That guy was Lance falling off of his...
He's got back herpes now?
Yeah. He could have back herpes. I don't know. I didn't say it. You said that. Chris wants to talk about the Texans. What do you say, Chris?
Chris got his
radio. Chris,
on.
You got your radio on, Chris. That's terrible. Have you never called the radio show before, Chris?
No. You can put Chris on hold.
Nick, put him on hold. Oh my God.
We got Gabe on hold if you guys want to get to that.
Okay, let's get Gabe in here. Hey Gabe.
Hello, boys.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I need your wise direction. Johnny G, Packers, New Orleans.
I like
Packers.
Packers
fan.
I like
friends
the Packers.
Told me.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the Packers too. My question is Scantling, Lazard, and Jones all good for a touchdown?
I would go Adams before I'd go either of the other two. But
is he going to play?
Is Adams out? Done? He's out? I'm not sure I like him as much then. Because I like him because Michael Thomas is still – I haven't heard on Michael Thomas, but is Davante Adams playing?
Looks like he's going to be game time. They haven't made a decision on him as of yet. He was feeling better yesterday, but it's still too early to tell if he'll be available. So maybe that's why we're going to ask that question about the other guys.
What about Michael Thomas? What's the latest on him?
I thought I saw it would take like almost a miracle for him to play.
Okay. Then you know what? But you take away – wow. You take away Devontae. That was a big edge they'd have, you know. But, hey, I'll tell you what. Vontaze Scantling is playing well. And Lazard is, too. It's very surprising. Now, Aaron Jones, he's opening up a lot of stuff. Aaron Jones is having himself. This is a Dalvin Cook last year. He's having a Dalvin Cook kind of season.
Yeah, and it's interesting because all the talk before the season was the Packers didn't get him. Aaron Rodgers any weapons, they drafted Jordan Love, then they got a big back, which would mean you're taking cares away from maybe your second best offensive player in Aaron Jones when they drafted A.J. Dillon, but it hasn't hurt Jones at all as a player. And he's the Packers, when you draft a guy in the second round, are you going to pay Jones a lot of money when you just put resources into a second round running back? They're different players completely.
Yep.
But And Jones has accounted for a couple touchdowns so far, two in the last game, another against the Vikings. Is a threat in the passing game.
They got a great running back, and they picked a running back. They got a great quarterback, and they picked a quarterback in the first round. So, you know, I don't know. And yet they're still playing great football. They didn't address what they needed most, what we thought they needed most. But I'll tell you what, the development of Lazard and Vontaze Scantling is pretty damn good.
Yeah, and they were young receivers, so we talked about it when we were talking about Russell Gage from LSU, how it takes some time for wide receivers to kind of find their way, particularly guys who weren't highly thought of.
Well, Lazard was a cast-off, wasn't he?
I'll look. I know he played at Iowa State. Alan Lazard, I thought he was undrafted from the Jags, so yeah, I guess you call him a cast-off. Seven catches in the first couple weeks for him. And obviously Davante Adams didn't play very much last week because he got hurt. Only three catches for him. But, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Saints defense. They didn't look great against the Raiders. So I think, yeah, I would say, I don't know if I would take all three. That's asking a lot for every player in your rotation to go catch a touchdown pass. But maybe take Scantling.
Well, I could certainly see him. I can see it. I can see it. Because I think there's going to be a lot of scoring in that game. So, yeah, I can see all three scoring. I can see it. Now, if you've got all three of those guys on your fantasy team, diversify. I know you're a Packer fan. Diversify, okay? That's not a winning combination for fantasy. I don't know if you're doing DraftKings, but I'm sure you can find a better trio than that. We'll see. LSU Brian wants to get in here. What do you say, LSU Brian?
What's up, guys? I got a couple questions. I don't foresee Moore getting rid of Harden. It seems to me like they're married. Would you take? I mean, I'd take it a heartbeat just to get rid of Harden. Actually, I'd take Embiid and a new coach, and obviously you'd have to keep Russ. Because I don't think anyone's trading for him. So Embiid, Russ, you know, you still got some other guys. See if y'all would do that. Then I got another question for you, John. Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Embiid for. I'm not. No, dude's hurt all the time. He's. I don't know. He's over to me. It's not a center's league. I'm not taking Embiid for James.
I don't think either team makes a trade. Because it takes a lot to say we are done with the way we thought we were going to build our team. Embiid's the centerpiece
right.
of that team. And you think is Daryl Morey going to admit to the world I was wrong to back James when James is only 31? I don't think so. I mean, it's nice to discuss the whole let's blow up the Rockets and figure out a different way to go about it. But I think we're talking about them making moves on the margins to try to get better. I don't think we're going to see Daryl Morey decide, you know what, James is 31, still a scoring champion. I'm wrong on him. I'm going to do something else.
No.
What was your other one, Brian?
All right, John, got a serious question. So would you take not your top three favorite golfers, a random golfer, would you rather play a round with a random golfer, or would you rather sit there and watch Alabama LSU with Coach O's mom in her gumbo?
Oh, my God. Coach O's mom. Oh, my gosh. First of all, the gumbo is probably delicious, okay? Secondly, she's a national treasure, okay? And I get to watch Alabama LSU? Oh, no. That's easy.
So you would take that over whatever golfer is in your – he's a random golfer at Augusta?
Random golfer.
At Augusta?
Not at Augusta, no.
Well, I'm up in the stakes.
Oh, if it's at Augusta, I'll play with you there, okay? It doesn't have to be.
Let's be clear, you'd be asking me to hold your bag.
No, you could. I'll let you hit, but then I'm going to be embarrassed
I've
for
never
you.
Played, so
I
you
know
how
I'll
bad.
Be then I'll ask you not to play
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, so it's not going to be an enjoyable thing as much as you love Augusta for me to be playing with you.
Well, I'd still do it. Even with you, I would take Augusta over that, yes. Augusta's number one. On any list of any question, would you – Augusta, number one.
Okay.
Okay?
If you had to play –
And if you're a member or know a member at Augusta –
Please
and you
let
want,
them know.
And you want me to play with you there, just give me a call here at 713-780-3776.
Is there a person non-criminal that or non-bad person that someone could pick that you would turn it down? Like, you have to – is there anyone you can think of? You don't have to mention the name. Think of someone that you know in your life, like, there's no chance I want to
spend. That I can't stand. I'd still play Augusta with them. Yes. 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 I would still
play. I'm surprised by that one.
Yes.
Even him.
Anyone.
I think you say that now, but then you'd have to realize, I got to be with
this
guy for
what's
hours.
Osama bin Laden doing?
He's dead.
Okay. Well, then, okay. Next. Who's next? Okay.
I don't know what.
If we're playing
what
Augusta
terrorists
National,
I have to mention.
That's it. I'm in.
Okay. That's strong. Because I just gave him a name of a person he despises, and he still said yes.
Yes.
And I just said it off the air.
People kind of heard it, I think.
I know that was a point.
1045 ESPN 97.5. Look, if you're looking for the best way to protect yourself during these times, there's only one way, and that's my peeps over at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And the nano silver technology, second to none. I don't have to convince you that you need to be safe, right? I mean, if you're somebody that is wearing one, don't wear one where you're not protected. That doesn't make any sense at all. So you're walking around with a mask on and you're not being protected. Why wear a mask at all? So if you want to wear a mask and you want to be protected and you want to be able to breathe, because the breathability is awfully important and has been important, all you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com and see. Listen, when you buy one, they donate one to charity. When you buy one, you get 20% off because you put in the promo code Granato. And when you buy one, you are protecting yourself and having, you know, if you're looking for free delivery as well, just buy $50 worth and you get free delivery. And if you just want to get it yourself, all you got to do is go to CVS and get it there if you need it right away. So BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato. Be safe. Breathe. BoomerNaturals, promo code Granato.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic at South Shore Harbor Golf Club in League City, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Del, there is a, I think that, here's one good thing. It is actually kind of a good thing, I think. North Korea, how they handle COVID-19 and how the U.S. handles COVID-19. Would you say that there's a bit of a difference?
Yes. We are not currently, you know, shooting people.
Right. Kim Jong-un apologized for shooting a South Korean official who tested positive for the coronavirus. He says it shouldn't have happened. He's sorry to have disappointed the South. Oh, well.
What is South Korea going to do about it?
South Korea, what?
Exactly.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I shot one of your guys or a woman. What are you going to do about it?
What you want?
You want a nuke?
Ooh. So that's how they handle it in North Korea.
We don't currently shoot people if they get it.
Apparently, in Iowa, there was a giant outbreak of the coronavirus at a beef plant, and Iowa fined them $957.
See, the number itself being low isn't the thing that gets me. It's the specific amount. Why 957? You wouldn't go with a smooth 1,000? What's a 957 fine going to do? How many people got it?
It was 338 of the plant's 850 workers.
Huh.
By the way, they kept on working. Kept on working.
Well, yeah.
And the beef just kept on rolling out.
Yeah. I don't care. As long as you're not sneezing on our beef, we don't care. Keep
making
it.
Well, what if they did, though?
Well, that's why you're getting fined.
$957?
I would say that's a little low.
That's probably one beef shank.
It's probably worth it for them. The lack of a slowdown in production. That's all you're going to fine us for possibly causing a public health situation? Okay. I think it worked out for them. They came out on the positive side.
Mm-hmm. Florida man is suing McDonald's. Claims he was injured by a chicken McNugget.
Because he choked on it?
He cracked one of his teeth.
Oof, well,
on a piece of bone inside one of the nuggets. That is a fear.
Yeah, I could feel you because we all know it's not really chicken. And there's always a question about what it actually is. I feel him. I mean, I don't know if you can sue over that because we know about the hot coffee thing from a long time ago. I don't know if a chicken. I don't know if they ever suspected a chicken nugget would have brought on a lawsuit. Can't you just say?
And I never thought they'd be dangerous. Well, you could choke on it, I guess.
Yeah,
a bone in there. Yeah, that's, you know what?
That's a problem.
I hope he wins $1 million
for a tooth being cracked.
A Port Clinton, Ohio. Yeah.
Okay.
Port Clinton, Ohio woman is in trouble She called 911. She called 911 to claim that her private parts were on fire, and she needed somebody from the fire department to put it out with their hose.
Nah, this is a lady shooting her shot at a fireman.
Yeah,
she knows the least the meme or the thought that firemen are attractive. She's like, hey, can I get a hot fireman over to my place?
The quote was, "My pee's on fire."
Ma'am, do you have a bathtub? Sit your ass in a bathtub. Why do you need the fireman to come put it out?
I need one of your firemen to come over and put it out with his hose.
To be honest, I love this woman because I think she's completely in on the joke. She used hose. She didn't just say, I just need someone to put it out. I need a fireman to come put it out with his hose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down. I've seen the picture of her, so I'm not completely down. But I appreciate her. I like it.
Business is booming, Dell. For the Naked Cleaning Company. The co-owner of a naked cleaning company says that her business is booming after coming out of lockdown with more and more folks demanding scantily clad or not at all clad cleaning services. Do you need
a naked maid? I don't need a naked maid.
Is that better than Granny coming over and cleaning up the house?
Granny doesn't clean. It hurts her back. And, you know, she can't. You know, she's older. Hurt back could put her up. Put her out for a little bit. I hope they give me the scenario of like where she pretends to be a legitimate cleaning person, and then I go, how much would it cost for you to take some of that off? I need that scenario. I don't want you to just come over and be in your bra and panties, just take it off. I know that that's going to happen, but allow me to be like,
well, you want a little intrigue.
Yeah. I need a scenario to work through.
Huh.
If I offer you
in porn, do you really need a,
do you
need a plot?
It helps.
Really?
For some people.
It's is it really there for the plot?
You know, John, they say the mind is the biggest sexual organ.
Well, they also say the mind is a dangerous thing.
Or terrible,
it must be stopped.
Terrible thing to waste. I would say if they gave me scenarios where this is – she goes, oh, no, I don't really want to – this is – I just want to clean your house. If I offer you a hundy?
See, that's
– What? What?
Wouldn't you rather know coming in?
No, I know she's going to do that. That's I would never look.
Oh,
I'm playing a game. The point is, I would never offer an actual maid that. But in this situation, no, I really just want to clean. That's what I'm here for.
I'm
I don't want
sure
to do
that. There's any maids that you want to offer that to anyway.
But in this, I saw the picture. So in this case, you sure you just want to clean an extra hundred for you if you do this? Oh well, okay.
Right. No wonder business is booming. She looks pretty good.
If a lot of the other women that are employed look like that, I understand.
Dell, the word Southern is in trouble.
Who has a problem with Southern?
It looks like the word Southern is about to be canceled. Southern is, oh Lord Jesus, was not a white Southerner, but a brown-skinned Middle Eastern refugee. Every week we gather to worship a Savior who died for the whole world, not part of it. What we call ourselves should make that clear.
What Southern Baptist
Southern
has done?
Baptist. Is in trouble.
But aren't they doing it themselves? They're not being canceled by the outside, right? Isn't that something within the Southern Baptist community that they're trying to get rid of?
I guess, but so much for South Carolina and Dakota. Southern California, too, said one critic.
Look, you can't call it cancel culture if the people themselves are deciding they want to get rid of the name. Because they've come to the conclusion that, you know, their Lord and Savior isn't a light brown-haired white guy.
I don't know. I think you should say Southern.
No,
not the hard R.
Not everything needs to be hard R or soft A. That's only like one word.
Southern.
That's only one word.
You
that
can't
gets
say
that.
Southern any. Oh, I just said it. It's hard R.
It's almost as bad as when you didn't say the Washington football team. You said the actual.
You said you Redskins
said
yesterday.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done?
We're done.
Because I got to pack up and then drive 2 minutes home to go home.
You got to go all the way home 2 minutes?
Yeah. Are we done? I got a
you
long trip home.
AJ wants you to bring the equipment back today.
This is the first time I've ever said this. I don't care what AJ wants.
Oh, AJ, do you hear that? We're done. The press box is next. We want to thank the crew to Rue, the Dirty Birdie Golf Classic here that benefits the Ronald McDonald House, benefits the Almina Shriners, and also the American Heart Association. Very, very nice place here. South Shore Harbor, a country club. Just beautiful. We appreciate you hosting us. It was a really nice day. Y'all have a great weekend. We will talk about that Texans game and more on Monday morning. So long, everybody.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.